圣诞快乐
，Merry Christmas！
啊，欢迎弟兄姐妹来到神的家，一起来敬拜。
I want to welcome all the brothers and sisters to worship our Lord this morning.
我们特别欢迎在啊外地工作读书的弟兄姐妹来回到家庭教会来一起来敬拜。
We want to welcome those that are coming back from out of town, whether you're studying or working outside. Thank you for coming back home for Christmas.
欢迎第一次来到我们中间的朋友们、弟兄姐妹们，欢迎你们一起来敬拜。
And want to welcome those who are coming to visit us for the first time and worshiping with us.
啊，圣诞节我总是有一种很复杂的情绪。
Christmas is kind of complicated for me.
啊，一方面呢，我是不大想庆祝圣诞的。
Because on one hand, I don't really want to celebrate Christmas.
为什么呢？是因为圣诞节被过度的商业化。
Because Christmas has become sort of commercialized.
许多基督徒也看到在 Christmas 的里面既没有 Christ 也没有 Mass.
Because you look, even Christian would observe that within Christmas there is no Christ and there is no Mass.
Mass 就是敬拜的意思。
Mass means to worship.
那有的是什么呢？就是吃喝玩乐。
And a lot of time we spend just time eating and having fun.
但是另外一方面呢？我从内心深处，我要想隆重的庆祝主的生日。
But part of me also really, really want to celebrate Christmas.
因为在今天的这个世界，尤其在欧洲、在美国，有一批非常激进的人，他们想取消文化，非取消基督教的文化。
Because there's currently a cancel culture going on in the Western world.
他们想 de-Christianize the world.
They want to de-Christianize the world.
那他们不允许你在公共的场所。说 Merry Christmas.
They don't even allow saying Merry Christmas in public places.
如果基督徒还不庆祝圣诞，你说谁去庆祝耶稣基督的降生？
So if we as Christians don't celebrate Christmas, who else will celebrate?
在这个世界，有谁的生日比耶稣基督的生日更重要？
Whose birthday is more important than Christ's birthday?
有谁来到这个世界比耶稣基督的影响力更大？
Who has more impact than Jesus?
所以我们今天在庆祝主的降生，不是为了吃喝玩乐。
So as we celebrate Christmas, we're not just eating and having fun.
我们来思想耶稣基督为我们降生。
We're reflecting on why did he come.
所以我现在请你对你身边的人说 Merry Christmas.
So I want you to turn around and say Merry Christmas to those around you.
当基督降生的时候，天使宣告说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，地上平安。
When Jesus was born, the angels announced it, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. May his peace be upon you this Christmas season.
圣诞节的核心是耶稣基督。
The core of Christmas is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是生在犹大的伯利恒。
He was born in Bethlehem, in Judah.
长在拿士勒。
He grew up in Nazareth.
他没有显赫的家庭。
He has no famous background.
他没有哲学博士，没有哲学，没有博士学位。
He doesn't have a philosophical degree.
在短暂的33年当中，从来没有跨出国门。
And he has never really traveled outside the Judah area in 33 years.
但在人类历史当中，像这样的人是数不胜数。
And so there are a lot of people just like that.
可是人类历史当中有哪一位对人类的历史的影响？超过耶稣基督呢？
But is there a single person who has a greater influence than Jesus?
今天不管你是谁，
It doesn't matter who you are.
是不是信耶稣基督？
Whether you believe in Jesus or not.
无论你是生在1953年、1983年、2003年，
It doesn't matter whether you're born in 1953, 1983, or 2003.
也都是以他的出生为你纪念的开始。
Your birth year is marked with the birth of Christ.
在耶稣基督来到这个世界，他没有房产。
He has no real estate properties.
没有存款。
He has no savings account.
没有领地。
He has no land.
但今天有许多的地方以他的名，跟他的名字直接相关。
But there are a lot of places that are related to his name.
Bethesda. 你们知道 NIH 的所在地。
Is where NIH is located.
为什么起名叫 Bethesda?
Do you know why it's called Bethesda?
因为耶稣曾经在这地方医治一个病人。
Because Jesus healed a person at Bethesda.
不是在美国 Bethesda.
Not our Bethesda, but...
你知道 Philadelphia?
You know Philadelphia?
两个字构成的。
It's made up by two words.
Philia 是爱的意思。
Philia means love.
Delphia 是兄弟们的意思。
Delphia means brothers.
这是根据耶稣基督的教导，你们是弟兄姐妹要彼此相爱。
So it's based on his teaching that we're brothers and sisters were meant to love one another.
所以这帮基督徒逃难到菲拉德尔菲亚这个地方，进了这个城市。
So when Christians fled to Philadelphia, they built the city.
他们只要想一个，只有一个宗旨，要彼此相爱。
And they had one core value to love one another.
有一个城市叫做 Providence.
There's a city called Providence.
我们中间有学生在那念书，我知道。
We have students who are studying there.
你知道什么地方吗？
Do you know where that is?
Rhode Island.
It's in Rhode Island.
Providence 是因为基督告诉我们，我们就是在天父的护佑之下。
Providence means that we are under God's provision.
不但地名跟耶稣基督有关。
So not all these locations have names associated with Jesus.
你在加州来的有没有？
Are there any
Sacramento?
People who came from California?
你知道 Sacramento 是什么意思吗？
Know the city Sacramento?
我们每个主日每一个月开始，我们在这儿主领圣餐。Sacramento 就是圣餐的意思。
So Sacramento means sacrament. It means the Lord's Supper that we take.
不但在这个西方很多的地方，耶稣没有房产，其名字跟他相关。
So even though Jesus never owned any properties, there are so many places named after him.
而且我们很多人起名跟他的门徒相关。
And a lot of our names are the same as his disciples.
你知道没有人敢起名叫耶稣基督。
No one really names their kids Jesus.
但是我们很多人起名叫 Peter, James, John.
But we have a lot of Peter, James, and John.
这是跟谁来的名字啊？
Where do those names come from?
他的门徒。
It's from his disciples.
有没有人给人名字起名字叫李路？有没有啊 ？Leo, 有没有
？Anyone name your kid?
Leo,
who's that?
The emperor of.
Narrow.
Okay. So Jesus Christ came to this world, his influence is great.
So Jesus has a great impact to our history.
So I want
us to read another passage here.
大家一起跟我读。
If you can read with us.
And the Word became flesh and lived among us,
and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
独生子的荣光。耶稣基督来到这个世界。只有短暂的三十三年。
Jesus came for only a short 33 years.
可是他对人类的影响无人超越过他。
But he has significant impact to our history.
你看到这儿，如果耶稣基督没有来到这个世界，这些上面这些人物可能都不会存在。
And if Jesus didn't come, a lot of these artists and they would not exist.
你像人，人类的精神世界何等的贫乏，如果没有他。
If we didn't have Jesus, our spiritual life would be in poverty.
We
know about Michelangelo.
You know Da Vinci.
Da Vinci.
Raphael.
Raphael.
And Rembrandt. These are great artists.
Rembrandt. All these artists.
They paint pictures of Jesus.
They paint pictures of Jesus.
There are many great musicians like Bach, Mozart.
We have a lot of composers like Bach, Mozart, Handel.
These people have become classics for hundreds of years, and people love them.
They compose music because of Jesus.
You know, today, Lady Gaga and Taylor, 50 years later, there are still people who remember
them. I wonder if people are going to remember Lady Gaga or Taylor Swift after 50 years.
I'm not trying to put them down.
I know a lot of you love them. I'm not trying to put them down. But maybe after 50 years, no one will really remember them anymore.
巴赫、韩德尔跟这些伟大的作曲家们，几百年来仍然被人们尊重，他们的乐曲仍然被人在欣赏。
But the music from these composers, after hundreds of years, people are still listening to.
因为是耶稣基督。
Because it's about Christ.
因为他们跟从基督，歌颂基督。
Because they follow Jesus and they worship Jesus.
你看，还有伟大的文学家但丁，你看的但丁，米尔顿，还莎士比亚。
And there's famous writers, authors, like Dante, Shakespeare's.
John Milton. 如果没有耶稣基督，没有这些旷世的作品。
If Jesus didn't exist, then there wouldn't be these kind of books.
当年耶稣基督教导门徒们说：“你们要尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。”
So Jesus taught his disciples, "You have to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind."
特别是最后用你的 mind 来爱上帝。
It says with all your mind.
所以激起了许许多多基督的门徒对知识的热爱。
So a lot of Christians they seek after knowledge.
当北方的蛮族入侵罗马的时候
when
入侵罗马，
谁入侵罗马
？You better from Europe. 很多的蛮族 barbarian.
Oh, barbarian. Okay. So Sometimes it just. So when barbarians invaded Rome,
他们毁坏了古典的世界。
They destroyed the ancient world.
是耶稣基督的门徒们保存了知识。
But the Christians that followed Jesus, they collected these literatures.
慢慢产生了图书馆，产生了学术的行会。
They built libraries and institutes.
最终兴起了学度的教育机构。
And then they built a lot of education institutes.
就像 Cambridge, Oxford.
Like Cambridge, Oxford.
他们里面有一些 college 的名字叫做 Jesus College, Christ College.
And they have colleges named after Jesus.
美国几所著名的私校都是基督徒创建的。
A lot of private, like Ivy League schools were built by Christians.
你看看哈佛的那个 logo.
Harvard's logo.
最早期的时候就是讲基督和他的教会。
It was talking about Jesus and his church.
你看耶鲁就是光和真理。
Yale's logo is about truth and light.
你看普林斯顿就是为在上帝之下他才能兴旺。
Princeton is became prosper because they followed Jesus.
为什么？耶稣没有拿过博士学位。
Jesus never earned a PhD degree.
可是他的门徒知道用他的 mind 爱上帝。
But his disciples pursued God with all their mind.
创建了这些伟大的教育机构。
They established these institutes.
不但如此。
Not only that.
所有的这些耶稣基督的门徒们。
And all these disciples.
他们探究上帝创造的自然世界。
They pursue science and they want to understand creation.
So these 伟大的这些科学家叫 Francis Bacon.
So there's a famous scientist Francis Bacon.
还叫 Galileo.
Galileo.
Newton.
Newton.
还有哥白尼 Copernicus.
Plato.
Kepler. 还有 Pascal. 这是伟大的科学家们。他们不但是跟从耶稣。
These are well-known scientists.
他们都是基督徒。
They're all Christians.
他们要寻求上帝创造的痕迹。
They want to find the fingers of God in creation.
所以十六世纪科学革命是从十一世纪开始的基督教学术的结果。
So the scientific revolution that was started in the 16th century was actually based on the theological development in the 11th century.
为什么真正的科学诞生于欧洲？
Why does science come from Europe?
华盛顿大学的社会学和宗教学的教授。
A professor at Washington University,
Rudy Stark, 说
and he says this.
这些答案是在基督教神学的特殊编制
He finds that the answers are in unique to Christian theology.
因为上帝创造了万有
because God created everything.
万有是可以研究的
so creation can be studied.
所以他们为现代的科学打定了。
So they established the foundation for our modern science.
今天我们在座的好多人在讨论这个女权运动。
And today there's a movement about women's rights.
好多说女人的权利就是人权的一部分。
And there's a tagline that says women's rights are human rights.
这是从什么地方产生的呢？
Where does that come from?
在古代的世界，女人被认为是二等公民。
Because in the ancient world, women are treated as second-hand properties.
如果你读四福音书
If you read the Gospels,
耶稣基督尊重女性
Jesus respected and honored women.
他跟女性交谈
He talked to the woman.
他用圣洁的爱爱这些女性
He loved them with a pure love.
有许多女门徒跟随他
There are a lot of female disciples that follow Jesus.
教会向女性敞开了大门
Church opened its door to women.
道成肉身的载体玛利亚是为女性
It was Virgin Mary that bore Jesus Christ.
也是一个叫摩大拉的玛利亚第一个看见了耶稣复活的耶稣。
And it's Mary and Magdala that saw the resurrected Christ first.
所以教会一开始就知道尊重女性。
So church knew at the beginning to respect women.
因为男人和女人都是神所创造的。
Because both men and women are created in the image of God.
都有同等的尊严和尊贵。
That we have the same honor and glory.
所以是为什么历代以来许多的女生运动是基督徒女士们兴起的。
So a lot of women movement in history are founded by Christian sisters.
因为耶稣基督讲过一句话说我告诉你们这些事你们做在我这最小的弟兄身上就是做在我的身上了。
Jesus said this,inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me.
所以教会从那开始的时候就关注弱势群体。
So even at the start of the church, they have always cared for those that are least among us.
关心那些残疾的、有病的、贫穷的。
Those are poverty, those are in poverty, those are handicapped.
还被掳掠的。
Those are outcast.
可是在古代罗马社会并不是如此。
But it wasn't like that in the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国很辉煌。
It's a glorious empire.
但是非常的残酷。
But it's a very cruel empire.
尤其是对于有病的、残疾的、
未如的。Especially for those who are sick, lame, handicapped.
把他们不当成是人。
They don't treat them as human beings.
但是耶稣基督说 ，No， 要爱所有的人。
But Jesus says, No, you have to love them.
这些很弱小的弟兄们身上，你们坐在他们上，坐在我的身上。
Anything you've done on the least of among them, you've done it unto me.
所以教会根据耶稣基督的教导和耶稣基督治病救人的伟大行动。
So the church followed Jesus' teaching and they care for the poor.
所以教会开始积极地介入慈善运动。
And they started these charity movement.
产生了许多的医院。
They founded a lot of hospitals.
还有各种慈善救援组织。
A lot of charity organizations.
今天在美国，80%的慈善捐款是来自于教会。
In the U.S., 80% of the charity donation came from church.
耶稣基督来到这个世界，带来翻天覆地的变化。
So the birth of Jesus brought significant impact to our history.
我今天为什么要讲这样的信息
？Why do I have to share this message?
我知道我们今天很多的年轻的弟兄姐妹在大学读书。
I know a lot of you are studying in college, in universities.
有一种可怕的教导，他们扭曲基督教。对人类文明的贡献。
And there's an underlying current that's changing the dialogue about what Christianity is about.
一谈论女性的权利，什么样的权利？没有耶稣基督，没有上帝，这个所谓的人权的观念没有扎实的基础。
And they're trying to talk about human rights and women's rights without having God.
耶稣基督是上帝给这个世界最大的祝福，最大的恩典，最大的礼物。
But Jesus, greatest blessing and gift that God has given to us.
如果不是他，我们不敢想今天的世界如何。
If there's no Christ, we can't imagine this how this world will be.
我最后再讲一点。
And last, I want to say this.
因为耶稣基督，我们现在才有一个有限政府的观念。
It is because of Christ that we had this limited government concept.
耶稣从来没有出过关。
Jesus was never a government official.
他从来没有领导过军队。
He's never led an army.
他的国度不属于这个世界。
His kingdom is not of this world.
可是他的门徒们终结了罗马帝国的皇帝崇拜。
But it is his disciples that ended the emperor worship.
罗马帝国把皇帝神化为神。
The Roman Empire worshipped their emperor.
耶稣基督的门徒们以死来拒绝这种偶像敬拜。
And they protest against this kind of emperor worship with their own life.
只有耶稣基督的门徒知道，只有上帝是绝对的。
Because these disciples of Christ know that only God deserves all the worship.
只有上帝是有至上的主权。
Only God has the authority.
人间的皇帝、主席、总统没有。
All the kings and emperors have limited authority.
政府没有。
A government does not have that kind of authority.
这是为什么在英国也开始了大宪章。
That's why when
Magna Carta. 就是大宪章 Magna
Carta in UK
还有 Common Law
Common Law
美国的三大文献独立宣言
The Independence Declaration The Constitution
还有人权修正法案人权 Human Rights
Human Rights Amendment Something like that Sorry
Okay, right 这是告诉你一件事情只有这些都是受基督信仰的影响
All these policies and documents that are foundation to our countries are because of Christ.
就是像这伟大的官员、廉洁的官员、这廉洁的政府，也只是上帝的仆人。
And all these government official government, they're all just servants to God.
他们的权力是有限的。
Their authority is limited.
伟大的德国，如果你要读哲学的话。这个哈伯马斯是德国非常出名的一个知识分子。
If you are into philosophy, this German philosopher Jürgen Habermas, he's a famous philosopher.
这个人还是有点良知的。
And he has some morality within him.
他自己不是基督徒。
He's not a Christian himself.
可是他说基督教是自由、良知、人权和民主的终结根基。
But he says Christianity and nothing else is the ultimate foundation of liberty, conscience, human rights, and democracy.
是西方文明的基准。
The benchmarks of Western civilization.
我们继续。从这个源头汲取滋养。
We continue to nourish ourselves from the source.
我对我们中央年轻的弟兄姐妹来说，告诉你们。
So I want to encourage those people that are, all of you that are sitting here.
当你听到那些反基督教言论的时候
，When you hear about these cancel culture, cancel movement that is against Christianity.
当你在嘲笑以父母们信仰的时候
，When you might be attempt at like wanting to ridicule your parents' belief.
你知道你在做一件什么事情吗
？You know what you're doing.
你在加入一种力量。
You're adding to something.
要毁坏整个西方 民主、自由、人权的根基。
You're adding to a movement that's destroying the foundation of liberty, conscience, and human rights.
这种自由、稳定、繁荣的社会将慢慢会消失。
And the stability that we enjoy in the Western world is going to start to collapse.
所以我在这儿告诉每一位弟兄姐妹，因为耶稣基督他的门徒们相信。耶稣基督是绝对至上的，人间的征服都是有限的。
Because the disciples believe that only Christ has the absolute authority, and all the governments are limited.
如果你是一个官员，99%的人支持你，他要无权剥夺1%的人的自由言论、敬拜言论。
If it is a government official who is supported by 99% of people, he's not allowed to strip away some rights for that 1%.
政府没有权利强迫你加入他的党派。
Government doesn't have the power to force you to join their parties.
接受他的政治主张。
They don't have the rights to force you to accept what they believe.
只有政府权力是有限的，民众的自由才有可能。
Only when we have a limited government are we allowed to have some sort of freedom.
所以耶稣基督给这个世界带来翻天覆地的变化。
So Jesus has brought these significant impacts to our world.
我刚刚学英文的时候 有人告诉我西方有句谚语。
When I first started learning English, I was taught about this idiom.
So never bind the fingers that feed you.
It says, should I translate to Chinese? Never bind the finger that feed you.
人用这个手来喂养你，你咬这只手，你看你这个人还有良知吗？是不是？So, 西方的文明是基督教养大的，现在就毁坏基督教，你毁坏你的自己。
And so our Western culture is built on Christianity, and as we destroy Christianity, we're destroying ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督来到这个世界，改变了这个世界，他更多改变了千千万万人的生命。
And so not only he has an impact on our history, he also has an impact on our lives.
我们在座的每个人的生命都被耶稣基督所改变。
Our lives are changed by him.
但是这所有的改变只是福音的副产品。
But all these changes are just a byproduct of the gospel.
因为耶稣基督的福音，它的核心是耶稣基督本人。
Because the center of the gospel is Christ Himself.
让我们一起来读这段经文来。
Let's read this together.
太初有道。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
道就是神。
He was with God in the beginning.
与神同在。
Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that had not been made.
为什么耶稣能改变人类历史的命运？
How is Jesus able to change our history and our lives?
为什么能改变千千万万人的生命？
How does he change lives of millions and billions?
因为他是道成为人。
Because it's the word that became flesh.
因为他是神成为人。
Because it's God that became human.
你知道布达活了多大年龄吗？
Do you know how long Buddha lived?
活了80岁。
He lived about 80 years.
Muhammad 活了多大吗？62岁。
Muhammad lived about 62 years.
孔子活了多大吗？73岁。
Confucius 73 years.
耶稣基督活了多大年龄吗？
Jesus
33岁。
33 years.
可是这些人没有一个人能和他相比。
But none of these other people that I mentioned can compare to Jesus.
你要明白，在耶稣基督的福音的光照之下，他带来的这个。一切的变化是没有一个历史人物可以跟他相比的。
You have to understand that no one compares to the kind of impact that Jesus has brought with his good news.
你看看儒教的文明能带来一个有限政府的观念吗？
The philosophy of Confucius does not bring effective government.
你看看这个穆斯林文明能带来一个有效政府的观念吗？
The Muslim culture does not bring an effective government.
男女平等，佛教能讨论这个男女平等的事情吗？
And if you follow Buddhism, it doesn't talk about human rights or women rights.
儒家的文明跟这个伊斯兰的文明能教导你人在上帝面前同样的平等吗？
If you follow Confucians or Muslims, it doesn't teach equality.
为什么耶稣基督带来这么大的变化？
How did Jesus bring these kind of changes?
因为他的道。成为人，神成为人。
Because he's the Word became flesh, God became man.
这个道原文是 logos.
The word, the original language is logos.
它可以翻译成英文是 reason, logic, principle, word, thought.
It means reason, logic, principle, thoughts.
耶稣说，只有他从天来到这个世界。
Jesus only him came from heaven to this earth.
他们说，耶稣说，你们看到我，就是看到父。
And he says, when you see me, you have seen God the Father.
你们荣耀我，就是荣耀父。
When you honor me, you're honoring the Father.
我与父原为一。
Me and the Father are one.
只有神能改变人心。
So only God can change our heart.
只有神能改变人类的历史的命运。
Only God can change the history of mankind.
所以耶稣基督是神成为人。
So he's God becoming man.
他是完全的神，也是完全的人。
He's fully God and he's fully man.
如果你认为耶稣基督只是一个人，人不可能改变别人。
If you believe that he's just a man, then he has no power to change you.
但是他是神，又是人。
But only because he's God and he's man.
所以他能救你。
So he can save you.
人不能救你。
People cannot save you.
只有神能救我们。
Only God can save.
我知道我们中间有些年轻的弟兄姐妹，在学校读了几本书之后，就觉得啊，不可思议。
I know some of you that go to university and you start reading all these different books and your minds are blown.
很多东西我们实在是无法理解。
But there are a lot of things that we do not understand.
但是不等于说它不是真实的。
So just because we do not understand doesn't mean they don't exist.
不是因为它能。我们不理解它，我们就不能享受它。
It doesn't mean that if we don't understand something, we can't enjoy something.
光本身就是很神秘的一件东西。
Light is something that's sort of mysterious.
光到底是波还是粒子呢？
Is light a wave or a particle?
我们讲不清楚，对吗？
We can't really understand that.
可是那不影响我们来享受光。
But it doesn't stop us from enjoying light.
我们每个人都有意识，对不对？
We all have the thought process.
The consciousness.
A lot of neuroscience scientists.
我读了一些文章，我觉得很惊讶，很惊叹呢。
And they read an article that I read and just kind of amazed me.
我们这个人，每个人都有意识，对吗？
Because we all have consciousness.
你会有感觉。
You have feelings.
也有思想。
You have thoughts.
你有情绪。
You have emotions.
你有幻想。
You have dreams.
你有什么都有。可是意识是什么呢？
But what is consciousness?
没有个人都能明白今天，没有个人能明白什么是意识。
No one can really explain what consciousness is.
从大脑内部的灰色果冻状组织出现的这个东西到底是什么？
They find there's this gray jelly-like lump of tissue in your brain.
所以大脑是非常复杂的一个机构，哦，器官。
It's a very complex organ.
它有一千亿个细胞组成。
It has about 100 billion cells.
而且每个细胞有联系到一万个其他的细胞。
And they're known as neurons. They're connected to 10,000. Each neuron is connected to 10,000 others.
产生了大约有十万亿个神经连接。
So you have about 10 trillion nerve connections in your brain.
那这些东西呢？是如何导致我们的感觉、情绪和经验的呢？
And somehow all these things work together to create your consciousness.
这神经元之间传递的信号，怎么样就变成了导致了你里面开始觉得温暖、觉得愁苦、觉得嫉妒、觉得仇恨、觉得愤怒、觉得恶、觉得温暖，这种感觉怎么产生的呢？
How do these 10 trillion nerve connections create emotions such as love, hate, hunger, desire?
为什么看这个东西是？灰色的是红色的是绿色的是怎么产生的呢？
How do we see different colors?
没有人知道。
We don't really know.
甚至有人说我们永远也不知道。
And some people say that we might never know.
我们不懂，不等于说我们不能有我们自己的意识，对吗？
But just because we don't understand doesn't mean we don't have consciousness.
所以我们不懂耶稣基督是神又是人，我们不懂不明白，不等于说我们不能接受他，对不对？
Just because we don't quite understand how Jesus can be fully God and fully man doesn't mean we cannot enjoy him.
当你接受耶稣基督以后，你的生命开始改变。
When you receive Jesus, it brings change to your life.
你可以享受跟耶稣基督之间美好的爱的关系。
You start to enjoy this love with Jesus.
你的生命不再一样。
Your life is different.
所以耶稣是神成为人。
So he is God becoming man.
他来到这个世界究竟为了什么呢？
Why did he come though?
他为何而来呢？
What's the reason for him to born in this world?
我们现在听听耶稣自己是怎么说的。
So let us hear what he says about himself.
他告诉我们。
He says,
人子来是为要拯救，寻找拯救失丧的人。
He said, for the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost.
耶稣自己喜欢称自己为人子。
He calls himself Son of Man.
他来是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
He says he came to seek and save those who are lost.
谁是失丧的人呢？
Who are those that are lost?
失丧的人就是迷路的人。
Those are people that they have lost their way. They're confused.
他不知道自己身在何处。
They don't know why they were born.
不知道家在什么地方。
They don't know where their home is.
就像你在森林里散步，突然发现你自己迷路了。
It's like you're walking the trail in the forest, and all of a sudden you realize you're lost.
就像一个孩子在外面玩耍，找不到自己的家门。
Or like a child playing outside and can't find his way back home.
上帝告诉我们说，人类就是迷失的羔羊。
And it says we are like sheep who are all lost in our way.
我们不知道为什么在此。
We don't know why we're here.
我们去什么地方。
We don't know where we're going.
在座的没有一个人可以告诉你。
No one can tell you.
科学不能告诉你。
Science cannot tell you that.
你的最伟大的教授也不能。
Your professor can't tell you the answer to those questions.
这不是我们人类可以回答的问题。
These are not questions that human beings can answer.
你以为你已经迷路了，你迷失了。
Because we're all lost together.
所以我们听从谎言。
And so we listen to lies.
人生追逐的就是三个屁。
We hear that there are three P's that you pursue in life.
中文不好听。
It doesn't sound very good in Chinese.
第一个 P 是 pleasure.
And the first one is pleasure.
一切追求快乐。
You seek after joy, happiness.
刺激啊，就追求这种 pleasure. 有的时候透过网络，透过手机，透过影视，透过什么，就寻求个 pleasure.
So you seek pleasure through different kind of means.
第二个你追求是什么 privilege.
And you seek privilege.
我要被人承认。
I want to be recognized.
我要享受权势和地位。
I want to enjoy fame and authority.
这是人追求这个。第三个 P 呢？
What's the third P?
Possession.
Possessions.
我要拥有名车、名牌。
So I want to have brand stuff, nice cars.
我要有豪宅。
Big house.
这三样东西好不好呢？
Are these three things good?
只有正常的途径未必是坏事，对吗？
They're not necessarily bad if you like.Obtain them through proper means.
上帝不是 joy killer, 不是的。
God is not a joy killer.
他不是要让你一痛苦他就快乐，不是的。
He doesn't find joy in your suffering.
上帝也不是希望你什么财产都不拥有。
And he doesn't want you to have nothing.
上帝也不是希望你从此以后就成为一个乞丐，不要有任何的 privilege.
He doesn't want you to become a homeless and have no privilege.
上帝尊荣你，上帝爱你。
He honors you and he loves you.
但是告诉你三个屁。不是你人生的终极目的和意义。
But he wants to tell you those three P's are not your pursuit in life.
我们中间遇上了年年的弟兄姐妹，当你拥有三个 P 以后，你觉得人生满足了吗？
Some of us who have arrived there and you have all three P's, do you find satisfaction in your life?
其实很多人在寻找上帝。
So a lot of us are seeking God.
他心中有个洞，他不能满足。
There's a God-sized hole in us.
所以他寻找了。印度教，寻找到佛教，寻找到伊斯兰教，寻找人间的所谓的那个现代的 New Age movement.
So they go after different religion, Hinduism, Muslim, and even New Age movement.
我告诉你，这是人在寻找上帝。
Because we are all searching for God.
你找不到上帝。
But we can't find God.
上帝是无限的、超越的，你的大脑无法想，你找不到他的。
Because we can't find, because he is invisible.
只有上帝来找你。
Only when God comes into your life.
所以耶稣说，人子来是寻找你。
So he says, for the Son of Man came to seek you.
因为他找到你，你的人生才有定向，才有
目标。Only when he has found you, then you have purpose and direction in your life.
他来到这样告诉你，我爱你。
He came to tell you, I love you.
孩子回家吧。
Come home.
天父爱你。
The Father loves you.
不要再成为浪子了。
Stop being a prodigal son.
这是耶稣基督为什么来到这个世界，寻找和拯救我们这些失丧的人。
That's why Jesus came. He came to seek us who are lost.
如果你没有上帝，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，人生有点意义。
If you don't have Jesus in your life, maybe you have a little meaning in your life.
比方说，你的孩子功成名就。
You might find meaning in your children's success.
工作有所成就。
You might find meaning in your job.
找到美好的配偶。
And you have a beautiful.Wife and handsome husband.
很好的这个友谊，很多朋友。
You have a lot of good friends.
你觉得人生相当不错。
And you think my life is pretty good.
可是夜深人静的时候，你想一想，到底是你生命的终极意义是什么
？But in the middle of the night, and you're thinking on your bed, it's like, what is the meaning of life?
这些东西有一天会消失的时候，人生还有意义吗
？All these things will one day disappear. Then what is the meaning of life?
所以耶稣基督来寻找拯救我们这些失丧的人。
So Jesus came to seek and save those who are lost.
他才是你人生意义的根基。
He is the giver of life.
伟大的哲学家威特根斯坦。他讲过一句话，他说 "The meaning of the world is outside the world."
There's a famous philosopher that says, "The meaning of the world is outside of this world.
就是这个世界你活得有意义，这个世界本身不能给你意义，它只有来自世界之外。
It says like the world might give you meaning, but the meaning does not come from the world, so it comes from outside.
所以耶稣说，我来了是要寻找拯救世上的人。
And so Jesus says, I came to seek and save those who are lost.
第二，耶稣自己怎么说呢？耶稣说
，And then what else does Jesus say?
健康的人用不着医生。
He says, those that are whole or those that are healed do not need physician.
有病的人才用得着。我来不是造义人，乃是造罪人。
But only those that are sick, I came not to call the righteous but sinners.
耶稣基督来到世界，告诉我们，我们每个人都是病人。
He came and tell us that we are all sick.
不一定是你身体的疾病。
Not necessarily physical illness.
而是你的灵魂的疾病。
But illness of the soul.
有人看不到自己疾病的时候，他不会去寻找医生。
You only go look for a doctor when you realize that you're sick.
要命的是，当我们远离上帝以后，我们看不见自己是个病人。
But what kills us is that when we're so far from God, we don't even realize that we are sick in our soul.
甚至意识不到自己还有灵魂。
We don't even realize that we are actually created with the soul inside of us.
但是耶稣基督来到这个世界，告诉我们，有病的人才用得着医生。
But he came and says, I came for those that are sick.
我们每个人都是罪人。
And we're all sinners.
只是你意识不到自己是个罪人。
But sometimes we don't recognize that we're sinners.
这个荒唐的世界居然否认告诉你，你没有罪。
And this world tells us that you're okay, you don't have any sins.
可是为什么这个世界这么乱呢？
Then why is there so much chaos in this world?
今天耶稣基督来到这个世界，让我们知道，你要认识你自己。
And Jesus came to let us know that we need to be honest with ourselves.
我知道我们很多人，我们知道认识自己的。
And it's really hard to like know yourself well.
但是在第一个层次上，你知道我，我也知道我。
Sometimes like you know me and I think I know myself too.
所以你知道别人也知道的事情。
There are things that I know about myself and you know about myself.
比方说你看到 Andy.
And when you see me, when you see Pastor Wong.
身高一米七，对不对？
About 5'7".
体重一百，那不一定的，我是打个比方，对不对？
You're trying to guess my weight.
对吧？他的皮肤是黄色的。
And brown skin color.
对不对？你看他的眼色是眼球是黑颜色的。
Black eyeballs.
你看他喜欢着装的风格是什么，对吗？
You see how I wear my clothes.
他自己知道，我们别人也知道，这是第一个层次的知道。
There are things that I know about myself and things that you know about me.
但是另外一个层次呢，你们都知道，可他自己不知道，而他知道，别人都不知道的。
There are things that I know about myself that maybe you don't know.
你知道他现在心中想什么吗？
Do you know what goes on in my head right now?
他现在内心的情绪如何，你知道吗？
What is the emotion that I have?
他知道你们不知道，对不对？
Things that I know and maybe you're not privy to.
那么还有一个层次呢，是什么呢？
And there is another level.
别人知道他不知道。
Things that you know about me that I don't know.
你知道在 UPenn, University of Pennsylvania,
at University of Pennsylvania,
有一个组织心理学家。
There's a
organizational.
There's an organization psych. Oh, there's a major organizational psychology.
他写过一篇文章，我读的时候觉得很有意思。
He wrote an article, and I thought it was very interesting.
他的题目是 People don't actually know themselves well.
The article just says people actually don't know themselves well.
那他研究这个行为组织的时候，他告诉你啊，你的同事比你更了解你。
As he was studying these organizational psychology, he made the observation that your coworkers know you better than you know yourself.
他们看到你所看不到的那一面。
They see things that you don't see.
他们看到你的性格如何影响你的工作表现。
They can see how your characters and your personality affect how you work.
他们对你的了解至少比你对自己的了解要准确两倍。
They know you more precisely than you know yourself, probably about two factors of two.
这个话很伤感情，对吗？
It kind of hurts to hear that.
人有的时候太多的高估自己的聪明和慷慨。
We often overestimate how well we see ourselves.
其实你的身边的人往往比你更了解自己。
But really, those around you know you better.
但是还有一个层次。
And then there's that fourth level.
别人不知道，
things,
你也不知道。
Things that people don't know about you, and things that you don't know about yourself.
但是上帝知道。
But only God knows.
上帝看透你的灵魂。
Because God sees through your soul.
知道你灵魂的东西是什么。
He sees what's inside of you.
所以耶稣基督来了以后，
So when Jesus came,
他的道像刀剑一样刺透你的灵魂。
So his words cuts into your soul.
看到你自己。
So he reveals what's inside of you.
我是一个罪人。
That you are a sinner.
但是奇妙的是什么呢？
But what is so amazing about that?
你就知道要一个人他身上长了一块很不好的东西，医生必须把他伤口剖开，然后才能医治他。
And so like if you have a cancer growth inside of you, the doctor will have to cut you open to remove it.
所以上帝的道进来以后刺透你的心。
So when God's word comes, it cuts open your heart.
当你看到自己灵魂真实的光景的时候
，to show you what's really inside of you.
你知道我需要耶稣基督。
You know that I need a savior.
你需要一个伟大的医生。
I need a great physician.
然后你知道我需要耶稣的十字架。
And I need the cross.
我告诉弟兄姐妹，当你正看到自己灵魂的真相、自己的罪的时候。
When you see what's really inside of you,
你跟别人的关系就不再一样了。
Your relationship with other people change.
你不会觉得你比你的妻子高人一等。
You no longer think that you're better than your spouse.
你也不会觉得你比你的丈夫高人一等。
You don't think you're better than your husband.
你也不会是老是去判断他、论断他、指责他、批评他。
You'll stop criticizing and complaining.
你也不会指责你病上的同事和朋友们。
You don't really criticize and complain about those around you.
你心往往变得更柔软。
And there's softness to your heart.
更能接纳别人的软弱。
You start to accept people's flaw.
你这个人就变得更谦卑一点，柔和一点。
You become a little more humble, a little more gentle.
你为什么里面很刚硬，很暴力啊？
Why do you have bitterness and hatred in your heart?
因为那个罪在你的灵魂的里头。
Because there's sin in your heart.
你需要医治。
And you need healing.
在这个圣诞节期间，好多人心灵是破碎的，我知道。
During this time, there are a lot of people who are broken inside.
他很孤单。
They are lonely.
活在苦毒的记忆当中里头。
They're living in bitterness.
他需要耶稣基督的医治。
They need the great physician to heal them.
耶稣基督来到这个世界，医治我们这些伤痛的人。
Jesus came to heal those that are sick and broken.
这是他为什么来到这个世界。
That's why he came.
因为他来要爱你。
He came to love you.
第三点。
This is a third point.
耶稣基督来到这个世界，把最伟大的爱、神圣的爱带给我们。
Jesus came to demonstrate and gave us the greatest love.
我们一起读这段经文来。
Let's read this together.
因为人子来
came not to be served,
是要受人的服侍，来是要服侍人。
And to give his life a ransom for many.
耶稣讲的话跟我们的本性恰恰相反。
What Jesus says is counter to our nature.
从我的本性来说
，from my own nature.
我希望你服侍我。
I want you to serve me.
我才不想服侍你。
I don't really want to serve you.
在你的家中为什么争争吵吵就是因为这个心态
Why do you have conflict in your home is because you have that kind of nature
可是耶稣说我来到这个世界我不希望你们服侍我而是我来服侍你们
But Jesus comes and says I don't want you to serve me I came to serve you
当你有耶稣这个心态的时候亲爱的弟兄姐妹你有福了
And when you had the heart of Jesus like that then you are blessed Because your family is going to be changed. Your relationships are going to change.
可是耶稣说，我为什么要来呢？来是要舍命做多人的赎价。
Jesus didn't just come to serve, but he gave his life as a ransom.
他来要解决一个问题。
He came to solve a problem.
如果这个问题人类的政治家们、经济学家们、哲学家们、科学家们能解决，他就不需要来了。
If this problem can be solved by philosophy, economics, and scientists, then he wouldn't have to come.
这最大的问题是什么
And what is this problem?
不是教育问题
It's not an educational problem
不是贫穷问题
It's not a problem of poverty
不是能源问题
It's not a problem of energy
不是性别问题
It's not gender
不是种族问题
It's not race
而是你的心的问题
But it's a problem of your heart
当罪在我们心中的时候它撕裂我们的心撕裂我们的家庭撕裂种族撕裂性别撕裂社会撕裂国家
When there are sins in your heart it's going to twist and destroy our poverty, our gender, our race, and all these other issues that we have to deal with.
在座的每个年轻的弟兄姐妹，包括我们中间所有的弟兄姐妹，千万不要幼稚。
Don't be immature.
我知道你想 make a difference in the world.
Don't be immature and naive. I know you want to make a change in this world.
但是如果人心不改变，一切的改变都是肤浅的。
But if you don't change the heart, then nothing will last.
唯有耶稣基督来到这个世界。
If Jesus didn't come into this world,
他从我们里面开始改变。
To change us from inside out.
他来了是为我们舍命。
He came and he gave his life.
他来了不是说，哎，你是罪人，你是罪人，你是罪人，你是罪人，你们都是有罪人。他不仅仅如此了。
He didn't come to just condemn you and say you are a sinner.
他来是为你舍命。
He came and he gave his life as a ransom.
我请你思想一下。
So I want you to think about that.
你犯过的奸淫的罪谁来承担这个罪的惩罚呢
your sexual sins. Who's carrying that? Who's paying that price for it?
你犯过偷窃的罪，谁来承担罪的惩罚？
When you've stolen things, who's carrying the debt?
我讲这个偷窃不仅仅是从他口袋拿点东西了。
It's not just like me taking something from Pastor Wong.
你盗窃别人的学术成果。
And maybe you plagiarize from someone's research.
你透过你的手段来控制市场。
Maybe use your ways of controlling the market.
垄断资源。
Have monopoly on certain resources.
你偷窃别人东西，这个债谁来承担？罪谁来承担？
Who's paying the consequence of that?
你说谎，来做假见证，谁来承担这个罪债？
When you lie and bear false witnesses, who's paying the consequence?
当我们站在全能圣洁的上帝的面前，
And when we're standing in front of this holy God,
谁承担你的罪？
Who can bear that sin?
你能站在上帝的面前吗？
Can you stand in front of this holy God?
你能承受他愤怒的审判吗？
Can you endure his wrath?
可是耶稣来了。
But Jesus came.
我承担你的罪。
He says, I'll bear your disgrace.
我承担你当受的审判。
I'll bear your punishment.
这叫做爱了。
And this is love.
这是舍命的爱。
A love, a sacrificial love.
救赎的爱。
A saving love.
他承担你所有的软弱。
He bear all your weaknesses.
他承担你所有的羞愧。
He bear all your shame.
这是基督，他为什么来到这个世界？
And this is Christ. He came into this world.
所以来到耶稣的面前，他赦免你。
So come before Jesus because he brings forgiveness.
但是他告诉你以后不要再犯罪了。
He says sin no more.
所以耶稣基督来到世界，带来一个极大无比的爱。
So he brings this ultimate love.
用死来表达他的爱。
He demonstrates his love through his death.
最后一点，耶稣基督来带来生命。
And the last point, he came to give us eternal life.
请大家一起跟我读这段经文来。
Let's read this together.
我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。生命是一种礼物。
Life is a gift.
我们每个人在享受这个生命。
We're all enjoying this gift.
你不信耶稣，你也享受神给你的普遍的恩典。
Even if you don't believe in Jesus, you enjoy his common grace.
你享受友谊，享受美食，享受美景，
你 get to,
享受生命一切的好处。
You get to enjoy good things about life like food, friends, and even traveling to places.
但是你明白一件事情。
But I want you to understand one thing.
在你这个生命当中，
In your life,
你需要有一种能力。
You need something deeper.
有一种胜过自己的能力。
Something that helps you to overcome yourself.
我问你。
Let me ask you.
你难道不知道
Do you not know?
人与人之间应当和睦相处吗？
Do you not know that we're supposed to love one another and have harmony?
可是你为什么做不到呢？
But why can you not do it?
你难道不知道做儿女的要尊重你的父母，爱你的父母吗？
Don't you know that as children we're supposed to honor our parents?
但你为什么做不到呢？
But why couldn't we do it?
你难道不知道手机娱乐网络夺走你很多的时间，让你无心去思考问题，好好的读书来研究，你不知道吗？
Don't you know that the cell phone social media is robbing away from your time from doing something productive?
你为什么做不到呢？
But why are you addicted to it?
你知道把自己看得比人高一等，你跟人无法相处，让你失去你身边的人，你不知道吗？
And don't you know that you're going to lose all your relationships when you start belittling people and not value people and see yourself better than others?
难道你不知道柔和一点，恩慈一点，是一种美德吗？难道你不知道吗？
Don't you know it's better to be gracious and gentle?
难道你不知道那些性格暴露的人，暴力的人，带来很多痛苦，难道你不知道吗？
Don't you know there's a lot of issues that come with your anger?
但你为什么做不到呢？
But why can't you change yourself?
因为你的生命需要一种胜过你自己的能力。
Because you need something that's deeper and more powerful that can overcome your own life.
这个能力从什么地方而来？
And where does this power come from?
基督说我来了，给你一种新的生命。
And Jesus says, I came to give you a new life.
当你真的跟耶稣紧紧连在一起的时候。
So that when your life is so connected to Jesus,
你里面有一种能力，
there's a power inside of you
胜过你自己，
that helps you overcome yourself.
你变得愈发的刚强起来，
and you become stronger.
那是一种生命的祝福，
and as a blessing.
耶稣说, 我来了, 叫你得生, 已经得得更丰盛。
Jesus says, I came to give you more abundant life.
什么是丰盛的生命呢?
What's an abundant life? A better life?
就是耶稣自己的生命。
It's the life of Jesus himself.
你看耶稣身上生命有什么?
Look at Jesus' life, what does he have?
他身上有仁爱, 有和平, 有喜乐, 有温柔, 有节制, 有信实。
He has love, peace, joy, patience, and discipline.
耶稣说我来到这个世界, 是把我自己给你, 把我的生命给你。
Jesus says, I came so I can give my life to you.
所以耶稣是道, 成为人, 让你越来越像道。
So Jesus is word becoming flesh so that you can become like him.
然后耶稣成为人, 让你越来越多的像耶稣基督, 那是一种丰盛生命的展现。
So he gives you himself so that you can become more like him, and that is a blessing.
所以上帝已经祝福我们造的每个人。
So God has blessed all of us.
他要你享受一个特殊的礼物。
He wants to enjoy this special gift.
那就是耶稣基督自己。
And that's Jesus himself.
这种生命在你的里面。
It's only when this kind of life is in you.
他可以胜过你自己。
That you're able to overcome and conquer yourself.
让你变成一个不一样的人。
To change you from inside out.
愿上帝祝福我们中间的每一位弟兄姐妹。May
God bless all of you.
耶稣基督来带给你生命的意义。
That Jesus came to give you meaning to life.
给你带来医治的恩典。
To give you healing to your soul.
给你带来无与伦比的大爱。
To allow you to experience the ultimate love.
带给你丰盛的生命。
And to give you abundant eternal life.
我问大家, 耶稣基督是为谁来到这个世界?
Who did Jesus come into this world for?
为谁? 为你。
For you.
我现在假设一个问题啊, 全世界只有一个人, 81人都消失了, 只有一个人存在, 这个人是比尔盖茨, 或者Steven Jobs, 你觉得耶稣基督会不会道成肉身, 为他一个人来到这个世界, 会不会?
The question is, would Jesus come if the whole world population disappeared and there's only one person, that person could be Bill Gates, could be Steve Jobs, would Jesus come just for that one person?
如果全世界什么人都全消失了, 只有一个人在这个世界, 就是你, 你就是他为了你一个人会来到这个世界吗?
And if everyone was to disappear and only you were left, would he still come?
会不会? 会不会?
Yes or no?
这就是上帝的爱, 弟兄姐妹。
And this is the love of God.
在上帝的眼中没有高贵低贱之分, 每个人他爱每个人像爱一个人一样就爱你。
And he loves everyone just the way he loves you.
他为你而来。
He came just for you.
为我而来。
He came for me.
为什么如此?
Why?
因为他是爱,
because he is love.
这是圣诞节的信息,
and this is the message of Christmas.
这是我们为什么要庆祝圣诞?
This is why we celebrate Christmas.
我们请我们的 worship team 上来, 我们唱一首歌。
I'm going to ask the worship team to come back up.
天使歌唱了一首歌, 好吗? 我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Sing one last song.
Mm-hmm. 好,请弟兄一杯起立。 我们要一起唱首诗歌来赞美来庆祝我们的主来到这个世纪。
We're going to sing this song together to celebrate and worship our Lord Jesus Christ for coming into this world.
如果我们中间是第一次来的朋友, 我们欢迎你敞开自己的心来接受这位新生王。他给你生命带来完全不一样的改变。
If there are any of you who are here for the first time, we want to invite you to receive him in your life. He'll bring change to your life.
好,我们来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this song together. Let us pray.
我们的神，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
你不但创造我们。
Not only you created us.
你救赎我们。
You also saved us.
因为你爱我们，你救赎我们，你来到这个世界。
Because you love us and you desire to save us, you came into this world.
你不但来到这个世界，你还与我们同在。
Not only you came into this world, but you dwell among us.
你不但住在我们中间，你还住在我们每个人心灵深处。
Not only you dwell among us, but you also dwell inside our heart.
你在我们的里面在引导我们。
That you lead us and guide us.
在医治我们。
To heal us.
在教导我们。
To teach us.
在牧养我们。
To shepherd us.
在赦免我们。
To forgive us.
你加力量给我们。
To give us strength.
让我们享受你的爱。
To enjoy your love.
让我们过一种不一样的人生。
So that our life will be different.
基督，你来到我们的生命当中，要做主、做王。
Jesus, you came into our life to be Lord and King.
让我们真实的降服在你的主权之下。
Help us to surrender to your authority.
让我们每天来敬拜你。
To worship you every day.
来跟从你。
To follow you.
让我们活得像耶稣基督你的样式。
That our life will be transformed into the likeness of Christ.
让我们每个人把你荣耀的光辉从我们生命当中来显发出来。
That we live to glorify you, to exalt you.
让我们身边的人因着我们蒙福。
So that we become a blessing to those around us.
主，你是这个世界最伟大的祝福。
Jesus, you are the greatest blessing to this world.
你已经祝福了我们中间的每一个人。
And you bless all of us.
让我们成为他人的祝福。
So that we can become a blessing to others.
巴不得这个世界所有的人都能敞开心门，领受从你而来的祝福。
I pray that we would all receive this blessing.
让我们像那天上的天使天君所歌唱的一样。
Just like how the angels proclaim.
因为至高之处荣耀归给你。
Glory to the highest.
让地上平安归于你所喜悦的人。
Peace on earth to those who you please.
我们感谢你带领我们这一年平安的过去。
We thank you for this year.
是你的恩典伴随我们这一年。
It is your blessing that being with us all year long.
我们即将开始新的一年。
As we begin a new year.
耶稣基督，你是万王之王。
Father, you're God of all God.
我们愿意顺服你。
That we would bow before you.
顺从你的引导。
To obey your teaching.
尤其把我们中间在外工作、在外读书的弟兄姐妹仰望在你的面前。
That we entrust those people who are out of town studying and working.
你坚固我们的心。
That you establish them.
在这弯曲卑劣的时代，我们知道你是属于我们。
Father, help us to know that we belong to you and you belong to us.
我们也属于你。
And we belong to you.
我们不以你的名为羞愧。
That we are not ashamed of your name.
我们要高举你的生命。
We exalt your name.
我们需要你。
We need you.
我们的家庭需要你。
Our family needs you.
我们的国家需要你。
Our nation needs you.
这个世界需要你。
This world needs you.
当这个世界远离你的时候，我们就是没有方向。
And when the world stray away from you, we have no more direction.
当世界远离你的时候，我们不知道什么是善，什么是恶。
And we're far from you, we don't know what is right and wrong.
当我们世界远离你的时候，不知道什么是羞耻，什么是荣耀。
And we don't know what is shame, what is glory.
主，我们需要你来医治我们。
Father, we need you to heal us.
我们需要你来牧养我们每一个人。
We need you to lead us.
愿我们每个人一生一世活在你的面前。
May our life be a pleasing offering to you.
让我们从联手到联中。跟随你。
Let us follow you faithfully throughout the years.
愿上帝的平安临到这儿的每一个属于你的人。
May your peace be upon all of us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们将感恩祷告祈求奉恩主耶稣基督的圣名。
We thank you and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 大家请坐。
You may be seated.